to TH Radio. This morning's programme is presented by me, Tammy,
Aaron,
Sally,
Rossi,
Oliver,
Darcy
and Ruby.
On today's show, we're talking about autumn. We'll report on the things we like to do at this time of year.
We've been finding out about the harvest times in the old days.
And we'll play you a special autumn mystery sound. Can you guess what it is?
This year we've been having a glorious autumn and it is not over yet. Our Radio Club team has been discovering some of our favourite things to do in autumn.
Autumn leaves are falling down, falling down, falling down. Autumn leaves are falling down, down on the ground.
I like to go blackberry picking sometimes because there's a big bushy blackberry hedge near our house and I like to pick blackberries there. Sometimes I go with my friends.
I like collecting conkers and I also like having Halloween.
I like playing around kicking the leaves and I normally rake the leaves in my back garden and I normally sing a song while I do it.
Probably my favourite thing is kicking big piles of dry leaves, picking conkers. I used to love that when I was your age, but now I've got children. We go out and we like to pick some conkers, picking fruit, so things like blackberries, making blackberry crumble and blackberry pie, maybe making some jam with different fruits.
I like doing blackberry picking, also going on walks, picking conkers and having a bonfire.
I like going out for long walks. We've got National Trust membership at home, so we quite like to go on a Sunday to some places like the Kimber Rock Houses and walk through the woods. When it's cold, we can stay inside and do some baking with some of the blackberries that we've picked.
I like doing a lot of things like playing in the leaves because they're nice to kick around, and playing hide and seek in the grass because normally we play hide and seek and you get lost sometimes, so it's kind of fun.
KH Radio!
Another thing we like to do in autumn is learning songs for the Harvest Festival.
It makes us think about what harvest was like 50 years ago and whether children in Tiverton and Himlet would have helped with the harvest. We looked in our school logbooks.
For September 1903 it says, Himlet School closed for harvest. In those days, most people would go and help in the fields.
The diary entry from 1952 says that 7 children from Tiverton went potato picking at Lower Smite.
In those days, the farmer at Lower Smite was Mr. Rowley Morris. We asked Mr. Morris to tell us some of his memories of harvest time.
Early morning start to get the horses ready, to pull the machine, to cut the corn, and the corn would be stood into little stacks in the field for up to 3 weeks to dry out. Then the horses would be used again, hitched to the wagons to haul it back to the farm.
What crops were harvested?
Wheat for your bread, oats for your porridge, and barley for the livestock. When we were cutting the corn, you went round and round the field till it got smaller and smaller and smaller, and you were left with a little patch in the middle, and the rabbits used to run out of that. And believe it or not, we used to catch rabbits quite easily. We used to just fall on them. Whoa! Rabbit pie. Rabbit pie. My mother was an artist at making rabbit pie.
What tools did you use?
I used to use a hook and a crook to cut a 6-foot wide strip round the outside of the field A hook is a cutting tool, and a crook is for gathering it up when you've cut it. Every now and again you've formed what we call a sheaf, which is a bundle of oat, wheat or barley.
What were the best jobs at harvest time?
The best was actually the harvest, because all the work that you'd put into it before, which would probably be 9 months of work, came to a conclusion and harvest had actually arrived. You were thankful for what was produced.
Are you ready to guess the mystery sound?
Now it's time for our mystery sound. Listen carefully. Can you guess what it is?
If you know what that was, put your hand up in a moment.
That's it for now. Don't forget to get outside and enjoy the last bit of autumn. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.